Hey y'all, welcome to Gather Together, and I'm your host, Katie King. Today we will be starting a new series called The Jesus Project. Stay tuned after the episode to hear more about it. Now let's listen in on episode number 29. Okay, so I'm here with Gretel Schroeder. She was on the podcast last year when we did the Enneagram series, and I'm just going to let her tell a little bit about herself if you didn't hear that one, so go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah, so like Katie said, my name is Gretel. I'm married to my wonderful husband, Jonathan, of 10 years. We have two beautiful kids and one on the way due in September.
Awesome. Okay, so this is going to be kind of like, I guess, a little like mini series that I want to do. And it's going to be called The Jesus Project. And really, it's based all around sharing the gospel. And just how, like, I know for me personally, I need to do a better job of sharing the gospel in my everyday life. And that's my sole purpose. And right. So I just want to ask some questions kind of like your life as a believer and kind of before that, what all that looked like.
Right.
So the first question I want to ask is, were you raised in a certain religion, or was like Jesus even a part of your household? Like, what did it look like growing up for you?
So yeah, growing up for me, Jesus was not a part of our household. Even though I know that my mom was a believer, we didn't really attend church services regularly, if at all. I know, like, our background family wise, like, my grandmother is a devout Catholic. But then my mom, I guess for whatever reason, didn't really go that route, and she just was a Christian. And then, just growing up, there really wasn't that heavily involved, like, part of, like, going to church or being part of a church body or even talking about Christ or anything like that.
Yeah. So, side note, if y'all didn't know, Gretel's from Cuba, so this is where this question is coming from. What's the main religion there? Is it
Catholic?
Okay, yeah. That's what I was thinking. So, yeah. Do you think that played a big part into your mom not really having her own religion when she moved to the United States, or what?
Absolutely. I feel like because Catholicism is the primary religion in Cuba, it is very traditional and very religious, and you do things at a certain time. And with my grandmother, knowing how she is, I'm sure that my mom's upbringing was very strict and religious and based on that. And so I feel like she may have had like a sort of like a rebellious thing of like, right. I'm never going to be that kind of way or whatever.
Right.
Even though she did have her own relationship with Christ.
Yeah. Okay. So before you were a believer, what did you think it meant to share the gospel? Or when you heard people talk about sharing the gospel, what did you think that was?
For me, it was definitely not that it held a certain meaning, but more that it was particular people that were in charge of doing that. Mm-hmm. So it was the preachers, the missionaries, the people that, I guess, had quote-unquote signed up to do that.
Right.
They were the ones to share this good news of Jesus Christ, and then everyone else was just kind of there.
Right. Yeah, I think I can say the same for me. Like, kind of those people in authority.
Right.
You're like, okay, right. So they're going to do this.
Right.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Okay, so what did your life look like when you were, like, away from Christ before you knew him? How did your life look?
Oh, gosh. well, I mean... My life definitely looked chaotic. It was definitely a roller coaster of bad decision, bad choice, one after the next. I can definitely tell now that I'm on this side, like, looking in retrospect, my life was definitely empty, and it lacked direction. I really just did whatever. Like,
right.
I just woke up and did whatever if I wanted to. Go hang out with friends and get drunk. I did that. If I wanted to go be gone all weekend, I did that. Like, I just didn't have any purpose, any goal, any destination
right.
in life. It was just an empty life.
Yeah. So when you did give your life to Christ, what did that look like for you? Like, how old were you? What kind of led up to that? What was that like?
So I love my coming to Christ story. I honestly, I don't know if it's a good or bad thing, but I kind of like, I have like this pride thing with it, if that's the right word. But I love my coming to Christ story. God knows, like, for me, how important my birthday is, like my original birthday, which is October 29th, for anyone wondering. And so, for whatever reason, because he is a good God and he's a good father, he's always known that about me, that my birthday signifies, not about like the gifts or presents or parties, but just for whatever reason, that day has always been super special to me, in a weird kind of way, because obviously it's a birthday. But anyways, and so leading up to my 20th birthday, I would say that was like the darkest times that I experienced. Just to name a few things, I was dealing with different addictions, promiscuity, just a lot of different dark places that I was just in at that time in my life. And so leading up to my 20th birthday, there's a friend that invited me to attend different services here around the area. And on my actual 20th birthday, we were at a generation service back when First Baptist did that here in Gardendale. And at the time, I had just been like introduced to Christian songs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I had deemed one to be like my favorite one.
Yeah.
And it was the one that's like, "Our God is an awesome God."
Yeah.
And so on my birthday, it was a Thursday because the generation happened on Thursdays. And so anyways, we were there, and I mean, I guess I had nothing better to do on a Thursday night,
right,
my birthday, but I'm glad we were there. And that song came on, and just, it was like I just felt this overwhelming sense of like the Lord is gifting me like the best thing that he could gift me on my birthday. He like, I felt like he had engulfed me, like he had embraced me. And so in that moment, I just felt like this heavy weight, like everything was playing in front of me. Every dark season and part of life that I was partaking in, like I just felt the heaviness of it. And I can hear God saying, "Let that go to me, like give yourself to me."
Yeah.
And so I'm weeping, I'm crying, and I said, "Lord, I don't know what I'm doing, but I give my life to you right now."
Yeah.
And so it was definitely a special moment. I love my Jesus story.
That's awesome. I love that. So after, so how I'm going to say what, that was 10 years ago because you were 20.
Yes, that was 10 years ago.
So 10 years ago.
I'm since old.
Then, well, I mean, I wasn't going to say it, but it's fine. so since then, you have obviously grown so much in your relationship with Christ. Yeah. Like, even the 4 years that I've known you, I've seen it. So what, now that you've been in this, your walk with Christ, what does it mean to you now to share the gospel? When you hear that, what does it mean to you?
Definitely my mindset has completely shifted, from what I just told you earlier about it being, you know, the authority in church, that being their responsibility. Now, you know, we talk about this all the time about every member is a minister. For me, sharing the gospel on this side of being in my walk with Christ now means that we're all responsible. If we profess Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, it is our duty, our responsibility to share the gospel. And it is something as simple as sharing our story, something as simple as sharing, "This is where I was before Christ, and this is what Christ has done for me." And so now as a believer, I feel like the gospel is a charge for all of us, every member, a minister. And we don't have to have a church building and a pulpit, so to speak.
Right.
Every area of our life, our jobs, my home even, the grocery store, wherever I may be, that is my quote-unquote, you know, pulpit, and I'm there to share the gospel, not just with my words, but with my life.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think that that's what I, when you said about sharing your story, like, I always thought, okay, I gotta know all the answers. I gotta know this verse, you know, like, to share anything. Right. Because if I didn't know the answers, I would be like a fake.
Right.
Obviously, no one has all the answers.
Right.
So I really like that. Just simply sharing what God has done for you is sharing the gospel.
Right.
So I think that's definitely something we can take away from this, is that you don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to know exactly every detail. All you have to know is that God is a good God, and He has given you a story to share.
Right.
And that, in that story, that shares His goodness.
Right.
And so I think that's awesome. So I guess that's it. Thank you so much for doing this, and I hope that so many people take away something from this, because it was super helpful with knowing that anyone can share the gospel. So thank you for doing this.
Thanks so much for having me.
Hey friends, so what you all just heard was my new series called The Jesus Project. What I wanted to do is hear from people from different backgrounds growing up, and even from different religions, what it means to them to share the gospel. I think it is so important that we understand that it's not some big drawn out thing to share the gospel. Like we said in the episode, it's just sharing your story, or just simply sharing the love of Jesus and His mercy and forgiveness that He has for every single one of us. And so my whole hope in this is that we will be able to share the gospel and just understand that it's not something hard, or not something that only pastors or people like that can do. It's all of us. Any believer, we can share the gospel, and we need to. That is our sole purpose of being here. It is our job to share the gospel. And if we have this good, exciting gift, why would we keep it just for ourselves? We want to go out and share that. So I encourage everyone to just really listen in on this series and just really take away something and go out and share the gospel. Thank y'all so much for listening and for all of your support. I really could not do it without y'all.